Check this out, we about to do this, getting ready. Check this out. Come on. Getting ready. I say, girl, don't you do that. I say, boy, don't you do that. I say, y'all, don't y'all do that. I say, war, don't y'all do that. Getting ready. We getting ready. Check this out.
Katrina 10 years later, which is one of the most, I can almost go to say it is the most devastating, but just, you know, if I happen to go check out and check in the history deep as much, but as far as I'm concerned, it is most devastating natural disaster to ever hit the U.S. And it was known as Hurricane Katrina. And definitely wanted to touch on that today. It's something that's very deep in my heart. You know, I don't just wait for the landmark years to, you know, to remember it. Like, people wait for when it's fifth anniversary or when it's the 10th anniversary. You know, we do this every year. We recognize it. And it's something that's really close to me. And, you know, if you know a lot about, you know, as far as especially college for me, you know, a lot of people I met early on during my first year, I actually got a chance to meet them there. My first year, I got to meet some of the people from that moved there from New Orleans because, you know, they had to evacuate. And so that led to them having to find other schools to transfer to. Well, that led to some of the people I met at UNT, and it's definitely a great part of it. It's changed my life tremendously because those are some of the greatest people I've ever met in my life. And, you know, they always looked out for me. I was at the, when it was the, like, outside of football, those are people I could hang around that didn't just hang around me early on, I should say. They didn't just hang around me because I was a football player. They hung around me because they wanted, because they liked my personality, and I appreciate that so much. So that's just a little bit me going in. Taryn, like as far as you, Hurricane Katrina, how has it affected you? Why not?
Well, I have family that is down south. So, and I was actually born in Florida, for some people that don't know. So it kind of hit home, I would say, and just to basically see, visually see what everybody was going through and how much they were suffering, and, you know, like they weren't getting any help like that either. And still, it's still not, like, rebuilt as they try to, you know, claim. So it broke a lot of hearts. I'd say that.
Yes. Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, for me, and everyone wants to keep skating around this, it wasn't even just the fact that it was a natural disaster part of it all that just made everything so bad to me. It was the human disaster because of how, first of all, it led to displacement of many of the natives, which took away thousands of lives and building structures, as well as, no, just other crazy stuff that impacted that. And this used to drive me nuts. And it used to piss me off. I used to get so defensive. Like, they used to get, and the fact that they were, it wasn't just the fact they were offended. I was offended by the fact that people even use this term. We're on a college campus. And, you know, my new peeps who just moved there, who's came to UNT, you know, just moved to here from New Orleans, again, because of all the natural disasters that happened. So it affected the colleges they were going to, everything. And people with this word refugee, we are calling American citizens refugees. Like, I really hate that phrase. I freaking hate that. And people used to think that was so cute. Like, oh, look at them refugees over there. Like, it was a bad derogatory term, and especially when it was a person, you know, in the black community who had the nerve to say that. Like, that was just, like, discouraging. Look at, I'm like, I'm a bit, you know, I used to get picked, and it used to kind of cause a rift because it started to cause a rift between where it was like almost like a discrimination. It was almost like being like a black and white war, like how crazy stuff like that got back in segregation. It felt like that, like, it got to the point because I was hanging out around them a lot, you know, people would hate on me because they feel like, oh, so you hang around them now. And they think you better than them. They don't like, you know, they hate on whatever, that you different, you talk different, the music you like to listen to is different. And it's just ridiculous. Like for instance, I mean, like we just heard now that get it ready now. Like everybody just doesn't realize that is New Orleans bounce. And that used to piss me off where these people were asked for one or two songs maximum at the party to play bounce music. And people were supposed to act like they were just so reserved to not play it. Or they're not realizing that, oh, they are playing bounce music. But you got playing stuff to where, okay, that's cool, but let's show that you really about that bounce music. Like it's a lot of stuff that's mainstream bounce music, I guess you can say, that people don't really know is bounce music. Like Hot Boy, Hot Girl, I Like 'Em Hot, the ones that don't tell when to stop, you know, all that stuff. Back that stuff is a freaking bounce song. Like, people not getting that. And that used to try. I mean, that's, I still remember the house party I threw, and I was playing some bounce music. Cause man, hey, them girls in New Orleans, boy, that bounce music come on, it's a sight to see. And I was playing this song. I was like, woo wee, boy. I was like, I play this song. I'm gonna have a show happen. And then one of our acquaintances, who's always come over all the time, hang out with us, She had the nerve to tell me, ain't nobody, they not feeling this. She didn't, and I hate people that do that, like, they not feeling this. She didn't give them a chance. If you let the, like, the way people find about all kind of music, allowed it to grow on them. And now it's funny, some of the same songs that people would turn from and whatnot, they twerking to now. I'm like, same exact, and not just type of music, but the same exact songs. And I'm like, y'all know that y'all the same people that turn these songs, right?
Right.
Man, it's ridiculous. So, in the spirit of that, throughout the show, we will be playing a lot of N.O. bounce music. So, be on the lookout for that. We got three other tracks that we'll be throwing in the mix today. So, I'll be sprinkling them in there throughout the show. Also, today, man, you know, I was really going to make today's show about Hurricane Katrina completely. But then, it's like this weekend is full of so much tea. You got the Oxford Dictionary words, which we will be going in, doing a segment about that later. I will be going in. And then the MTV VMAs, known as the Video Music, MTV Video Music Awards. Taryn, I peeped that you got a chance to watch it.
Yes.
Oh, God, this is going to be a fun show. Because when both hosts saw the show, that means it's going to be some hot. I mean, it's going to go in. We would have go in.
Seriously.
So we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Y'all, yours truly and your girl, Taryn Brown, will be going in. More. So we're going to go to another bounce track. Taryn, you know, again, as I stated before the show, you have to excuse me if this music happens to make you know get up your seat and start doing stuff. Don't blame me. I'm just showing love to the
all
art.
Right.
So don't blame me. I'm just showing love to the art. And in the spirit of football season starting, I gotta play this one. This one is like one of the ones like, hey, I get crunk when I see this happen. So here we go. Here's MC Shaky and the title of the song will speak for itself in a moment. So here we go. We'll be back.
What did you call my prepared forecast? You're in Chicago. The thing is up right now. Stepping in that hair. Right now. You don't have to burn that heat on from New Orleans.
Come on, 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 come on
Hey, we back. Woo, that was a good one. Yes, I had to throw that into there. She made that booty go. She made that booty go. Hey, okay, I got a little too crunk. It's my birthday week too. I need to calm down. Lord, bring me back down to earth. All right, here we go. So, the MTV Video Music Awards, better known as the VMAs. I'm going to start with you first, Taryn.
Oh.
What the hell? What did you think about the awards last night? You know, what were some highlights you like to go in on? And, you know, I kind of jump in and share my feedback.
Okay. Number one, I would say I did not like how they tried to play, like, they downplayed police brutality with bringing out whoever she was. But I did not like that at all. Like, I thought that was mad disrespectful, and a lot of people didn't even, like, they didn't catch it. But I didn't like that. Another thing, I don't know what they was thinking with having Miley host. That was ridiculous. That was a train wreck. And then just Nicki trying to come at Miley, like, people keep, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I find it funny because it's just people like, oh, Nicki was about to do this and that. Number one, Nicki wasn't about to do nothing in that dress, honey. Number two, Miley was unbothered. But at the same time, it was just too dramatic for me. I'm like, how old are y'all? And y'all got money? Like, really? You know what I'm saying? Like, the things people do just to get people talking was just, like, insane to me. And I seen Miley's nipples. Like I don't know. This year was trash to me. I'm sorry. Like, it was complete trash. But certain people that want VMAs, so they definitely deserved it. I like The Weeknd's performance. I'm glad Big Sean got him an award. So it was only certain things I liked, but most of it was complete garbage to me. I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
All right. I'm going to let you finish, but the BET Awards was leagues better than the VMA this year. And when you can say that, BET, can we give y'all a round of applause? Can't we do that? Goodness. Oh, yeah, I forgot my... I was saying, want to give a round of applause? Okay. Got y'all. BET gets a round of applause. Goodness, man, they are on their ish. Like, BET is, like, really trying to step it up this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready for this. What is going on? So, again, BET, hats off to you. Man, y'all find ways to make things happen. This is very interesting. I don't know how to take this. So, BET, again, shout out to that. MTV, shout out to the foolishness. I'm going to go on the first thing you said. So, let's backtrack. The first thing you stated was, you said so much. What was the first one?
The downplay of police brutality.
Thank you. There we go. Let me, first off, did you see that guy thing, which goes in hand with that? Did you see that commercial, the White Squad or whatever?
Yes.
Let me tell you what I think about that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey. Seriously,
nobody, though. Nobody's got time for that. Let me tell you what I think about that. I mean, the thing is, the commercial, I understand, like, it is, like, it's a sad, because it's not a, because, you know, some people are like, it's just real. I wouldn't look, you know how I do. I looked it up as soon as it popped up. I Googled it. It's a satire site. It's basically mocking the fact that we count that. That's how stupid it really is these days, where you gotta, like, in order for, if a black person says something, oh, here he goes with the race card. But if a white person speaks out for us, then yo, that's what they want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that basically was kind of me. That's the point of the commercial and the whole fakeness of the site. Like, it's a fake service. You go in there, you can, oh, you book your service today. Like, it's completely fake. Like, it's a play on the fact of how stupid this world has became. Like, racism doesn't exist. And that it feels like that kind of service really does have to happen in order for you to get rights.
Mm-hmm.
But police brutality is not, like, this whole downplaying, it's ridiculous. Because your girl, because speaking of which just kind of goes off another handle, your girl Elizabeth Hasselbeck, you know, like, you know her from The View, now she's a host on Fox and Friends on Fox News Network, on Fox News Channel. And this child said, when are we going to declare Black Lives Matter as a hate group? I didn't get to see that live, but I read that, and I wanted to reach to the screen and slap the taste out of her.
Just slap the, yeah, pretty much.
Because you got to be freaking kidding me. Like, it's ridiculous. I mean, does Fox News have to be so they had to be, it's annoying because they did, you people talk about MTV. You know why I get MTV benefit of doubt? They're an entertainment. They
mm-hmm.
get benefit of doubt for me. But when channels like Fox News Channel or saying the remarks they say all the time, every day, especially when it goes in count to black people, that shit pisses me off. And the fact that it has so many ratings and it's able to be on, it is able to sit on here, and you really to see how these races biggest think every day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So yeah, on that, I'm people know how I feel about that. Black, there's a reason why it is known as Black Lives Matter, and I mentioned it last week about someone saying why Black Lives Matter is not all lives matter, because by saying that, you are saying that everyone is getting the same, everyone's on an equal playing field of the same injustice and disrespect, when that's truly not the case, which is why, and this is a white guy that said it, so all the people who needed validation was a white guy, and this was a famous guy that, and if I could remember the quote I read that from last week, I would I'll reread it. I'm pissed I don't remember it. Number two, you said Molly. What the first off, when she came out first, she looked like a goddamn pinata. I wanted someone
mm-hmm.
to give me a stick, and I wanted to hit the freaking pinata, but I didn't want the candy because there's no telling what's in that candy that comes out of her. So no one has time for that. let's see, number three. What was number three? You said, you know, kind of, you know, I'm gonna have you do that so I can review myself. Okay, number
her
three.
And Nikki.
Her and Nikki. A lot of people think it's stage. I don't think it. Even I don't get ready for stage or not. No one really cares, but I kind of think it wasn't stage. I'll tell you why. Because my whole thing is this. This is how people. This is, like, just like how it started to get to the fact of now. People are just getting tired of crap, and a lot of times, and you keep paying into what Nikki's been doing a lot lately. Nikki is getting tired of a lot of this stuff that's going on, especially, you know, that happens to the black community. And that's why, and if you pay attention every year, she's more hyped. Like, she accepts the awards, but she's not as hyped as she is when she gets a BET award. She's always excited about the BET awards. She makes that statement every year at the BET awards that how proud she is of getting that, because for her, this is our culture, and yeah, some of the stuff is effed up in it, but this is our platform, and you know, we give each other a chance instead of our, it, which kind of goes to nothing. You didn't say him, but Uncle Kanye. The hand claps ain't working today, but I'm gonna give you a couple of hand claps. Uncle Kanye, let me tell you, sir, there's a gift and a curse, because you know, I'm gonna play devil's advocate today. There's Uncle Kanye, on one hand, I'm like, whoop, whoop. He said some stuff that need to be said. And if I was, and I kind of feel him because I would be the same type of person to say, that's the kind of stuff I would say to people. I would say that. I'd be like, man, after, like he said, I summed it up in my Instagram video. Follow me on Instagram, Seti J Dusk. Pretty much he summed it up by, the sum of what he said last night was, F this goddamn award. That's essentially what he said. And even, and you could translate it to anything like you were talking about. All, it's annoying in how he was breaking down. A lot of times these award shows, it's annoying because you get five people in a freaking category and you tell the other, and you get everyone all dressed up and come out just to tell four people in that category they're losers and they just stepped on a mount to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real talk. That's why I don't get these awards. Like, I'm going to call it how I see. Y'all know how we do on this show. We don't give a damn. Like the Southern, whatever, Underground Awards or whatever that they do every year, they go mention the best radio shows out there. I've been listening to some of these shows that be nominated on every year. Y'all shows be about bullshit, and y'all be getting nominated every year, but y'all don't nominate these shows. And I'm not just saying this, mine. There's other great shows that's out there that's doing great work, and I never see them nominated. It's like if you're not just playing the mainstream music all day, you're not going to be nominated. Mm-hmm. Or it's just, just whack. Like, it's not nothing new. It's just everybody trying to be a carbon copy of each other instead of just being themselves. And it is annoying. Like, be your own show. Goodness.
I definitely agree.
Like, I don't, like, when you come here, you get Seti J, you're not getting someone, Seti J, trying to be somebody. When you come in, you got Taryn, you're not getting Taryn Brown trying to be someone other than Taryn Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You get the people who you came here to hear. And that's why the number, and I like, and I see why the numbers, yeah, and I'm going to do what y'all do, point the numbers. The numbers dictate, that's why people like listening to shows on this channel. They like, and when all the shows come back, they like listening to Real Spirit Radio, because on Real Spirit Radio, the name of the show speaks for itself. It is Real Spill. It gives you the tea, digestible, and they don't hold back. And it's like a reality show, because yours truly, the main host is my sister Goldie and my brother Chase. And one of our family friends of Simi. So, and we don't hold nothing back. Like, pocket change, y'all send them pocket change letters in. People know how we do it. You send that in for advice. If you want something to be sugar coated, you can go to Sonic doing the 2 to 4 hour for happy hour and get you a goddamn slush. That's about as good as it's going to get when you're getting something sugar coated around here. Other than that, not happening. So, but I'm gonna tell you where I digress with Kanye. Like, okay, I know how I do it. I like to get it on a little bit of jokes. And Kanye said at the end of his rant, and I got you, Chase, I'm gonna bring you through in a second. Kanye at the end of his rant said that he was running for president in 2020. And you know me, I like to clown about opportunities like that, give me clowning moments. Yeah, but then I thought about it today. I started really thinking about it. Wait a minute. That means that if he really was running for president, we're mm-hmm. going to be stuck with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to tell you what I think about that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Seriously, nobody. We don't have time for that. I didn't sign up for it. I didn't send for it. Just don't give it to me. All right, so let me go to the phone line real quick. I know who that is because I see the Fort Worth Rays flag up in the air. That's got to be my boy, and my good brethren. What's up, Chase?
No lie. Yeah, I was listening for a while. I just like, hey, let me call in.
And I know you got some stuff. I know you got some stuff to say. I know you peeked a little bit of it. Well, what is your take on the VMAs, or otherwise known as the award show that was worse than the BET Awards?
Wow. Yeah, it was way worse. I was literally like, and I only, keep in mind, I only saw like 5 minutes. But
that was enough.
But yeah, but I saw enough to where it let me know that I didn't need to see the rest. Like, when you shout out an artist and they don't want you to shout them out, as you know, your show finna go down here. But I think it's you know how they looped it. So right after I saw that garbage at the end, which is what I tuned in on, it started back over, and then it started going downhill in the middle of the Macklemore performance when that dude started cracking as soon as he got on the mic. I was like, dude, y'all should have got somebody to sing out here.
Seriously.
Man, like it started out pretty cool. Like, hey, man, y'all got Melly Mel, all these dudes out here. Like, I got, like, hip-hop legends. And then next thing you know, that dude get on the mic. Ah! I was like, why do you sound like that? Like, I thought it was somebody dying. Like, but then they had the nerve to put him back on. Like, he had two. He got to sing twice. And I was like, just stop giving this dude the mic.
So, what part did you see that it was kind of like, ain't nobody got time for that?
You know, right after that was the Nicki Minaj thing. I went in the room, like, right after I saw that. Like, when I saw Nicki get the award for Anaconda or whatever. I don't know what it was for, but she got the award for Anaconda. And then she called out Miley and then went on about her way.
That was all I saw.
So I saw that, and then I saw the whole transgender thing, and then I smoked pot, and then that was all I saw.
because I got high.
I swear, yes, MTV was like their main sponsor for yesterday was marijuana. Today's, this year's VMA is being brought to you by pot, because
now somebody
all so long it was something about pot every other segment or whatever. You're like, okay, we get it. You want to legalize? Y'all know how I feel about legalizing marijuana. I have no problem with it. But goodness, people, just like with the transgender agenda, can we get a break? Can we get a break?
But somebody has said something really interesting. Riley, somebody has said something really interesting on that Facebook thing that I didn't even realize. Like, I was like, what does that mean? Like, she had posted, so does this mean we're going to see the BET Awards on MTV? And she said, and I was like, what does that mean? Like, what's happening? And she said, that they were playing that on, like, every station at Viacom on. And I was like, that does kind of raise a good point, especially since, you know, you have Iggy Azalea and Justin Timberlake constantly winning, and Justin Bieber constantly winning BET Awards. Like, why isn't this being played on other stations? So yeah, that is a pretty good point. She didn't say it like with bitterness, but it was just like, I'm just confused as to why I'm on BET and I'm watching the MTV Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that. That was weird. I was like, wait, on BET now. Like, what just happened?
And it ain't no whole. It's not a whole. Oh no, separate black media from white media. No, that's not, you know, that's, it can't remember, it takes you back to that Black Lives Matter thing I was talking about. Like, it's just the whole purpose of BET used to be, you know, before it got sold or whatever, it used to be so black shows could get shine on a network where where that was the focus, and you could turn it on when you got home from school and watch Hits and Rap City and all that. Now's like, you know, now.
No, they probably got punked. Like, that's one of the, I mean, you know what? Honestly, I can say BET's programming is slowly going back in the right direction.
Well,
they got a long way to go.
I'm glad that they, you know, that they have original series and that aren't Tyler Perry, you know, just not just him, you know, because you know he runs Oprah, so you know the Weed Network is the Tyler Perry network. I'm just glad there's other people
own.
Besides him. We own whatever it's called. But it's good to see the other, you know, that there still is kind of a lane for, you know, for Black artists and actors and stuff to still get shine, because I've never watched, you know, Being Mary Jane, but people watch it. So.
But you know what? I would say this, have and have nots is a good. I was like, God, it's a Tyler Perry. You know, sometimes the Tyler Perry shows be corny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Have or Have Nots is good. That is a good show.
Have
or
Have
Nots
is
the
shit.
Yeah,
man, it's
I never watched
General Hospital, One Life to Live, but it's brought to you by Tyler Perry. Like, you be entrenched every week. Like, oh, man, it's going to go down this week. You really be that crunk.
you already know my entertainment goes. I got to be interacting. So you already know I'm a video game head, but I do from time to time check out stuff. So
speaking of which, I'm glad that you're on, because we're gonna go in on this next segment that I have. And Taryn, I hope you're ready, because have you got a chance to see the new words that the Oxford Dictionary is adding for 2015.
No, I haven't, actually, so I'm excited.
Yes, oh, brace yourself. Like, some of these words that got added this year, goodness, and it's funny because he just brought the fact of talking about video games or whatnot. That goes to a good one. There's a lot of gamer, like there's a lot of gamer on words this year. And yes, and I will do this. I'm going to go into my smart person mode. Not saying I'm never smart, but you know what I mean, people. some of the words have been added this year. So brace yourself. Here we go. It's going to get really hilarious. Some of the words I came across was like really ridiculous. There's one. Okay, so for instance, Chase, one of the words that you, and this happens a whole lot in Call of Duty mainly, one of the words that has been added to this entire dictionary for this year is rage quit. Rage quit is a verb. It's an informal verb. It's angrily abandon an activity or pursuit that has become frustrating, especially the playing of a video game.
You know, and I don't even think of rage quitting as too much of a bad thing. That because when I rage quit now, like I do it before I get angry, because it's never. Because I'd much rather I'm just gonna sit through the match and just be upset than leave afterwards. But if I spawn into a game, and as soon as I step in, I die. Like. How I die, I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna leave the match. Like, because I know if I stay in there, it's gonna elevate how quick I can get mad. So I just leave before I can get angry. And that was impossible to do before I had a kid, but it's possible now. I ain't never got to the point where I got with another word that got added where I got swatted or something, which is ironic.
Well, swatted, yes.
Because when we were talking about that word, literally like right after I got off the phone with you, maybe like 30 minutes later, I was watching a video and they mentioned a dude getting, like you said, they were talking about like live streams or something. They said, yeah, it's a good place to go and get swatted. And I said, we were just talking about this being a real word now. And they showed a gamer on Twitch get like SWAT came in his house and put guns to him and let him lay on the ground. I was like, wow, it gets grimy in the gaming scene now.
With, which leads to another video gaming thing, and I gotta get Terrence thoughts on it, because I know Terrence, like, everybody might look at Terrence and say, oh man, she's bad, man. But Terrence, you know, she wanted the girls that, you know, she can hang with the guys. So
yeah.
You know, I know you play a couple of video games too, so I'm about to go into you on that. Another word that got added was pawnage, which is a noun, which is informal, especially in video gaming, the action or fact of utterly defeating an opponent or a rival. Pawnage, and it's spelled P-W-N-A-G-E, pawnage, is in dictionary now. How do we feel about that?
I don't even know what to say. What? You have to run that back. What is it? What's the definition again?
Pawnage. Oh, and I'm sorry, I put on my Oxford Dictionary voice. Pawnage is an informal noun, which is especially in video gaming. It is known as the action or effect of utterly defeating an opponent or rival.
Pawnage.
You know what that makes me want to see, though, now that I hear that name? Like, I want to go watch, dang, what's his name? That Waffle Pone dude. I want to go watch his videos, because I remember me and Sierra used to have a field day with that.
Oh, you know that kid that gets mad,
yes,
at his brothers?
Man.
I want to see him in a video game.
Apparently on my time hop, I guess like last year or 2 years ago, I don't remember, like he had went and got a tattoo. And apparently I shared that on Facebook. I was like, your boy's back. And I tagged Sierra and he was getting the tattoo and screaming and cussing like he always does. I was like, man, I got to watch some more of that.
And what was the whole thing with the insane clown or whatever? That something. Well, I was to get, what was it, the something clown? It was something in Call of Duty. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, he's talking about the stealth clown.
Yeah, stealth clown. What the hell is a stealth clown, man?
I'm gonna put in a request
that goes to Oxford.
Just type in stealth clown on YouTube. I guarantee you'll probably find those videos ASAP. But it had to do with Robert Bowling, something he said during like when they were launching those map packs or whatever on Modern Warfare 2. I think it was the first. It might have been the first one. I don't know. It was only two packs, but it was the one involving the amusement park. I don't remember what it was called, though. And he, I guess he was talking about how when he was playtesting it and stuff, he was sitting behind his, like, this cutout thing of this clown, and he would just post it up right there, but it looked like his gun was like kind of clipping through the head of the clown. So he said people didn't realize he was there, so he looked like a stealth clown, and that became like the quickest meme ever. You know, now memes come out a lot faster, but like I'll say like a week after that trailer dropped, you saw all kinds of videos flaming it, and it was so funny.
Oh, brace yourself for this. Okay. I don't know how you guys feel about this one. I just think we're just really just going too far. This next word, fast casual, which I don't know what fast casual is. It's an adjective denoting or relating to a type of high quality self-service restaurant offering dishes that are prepared to order and more expensive than those available in a typical fast food restaurant.
Oh, so like Chili's or something? Like you do a Chili's to go?
Like Chipotle. You know, like you go to Chipotle, you tell them, hey, put some beans in there. Yeah, I know. Why are we going? Do we need that to be a term? Fast casual. Are we just that?
Right.
Just that
That's
crazy?
Retarded.
I don't care.
That's retarded. I would never say that.
I can see why they would do something like that, but
To make you feel better about fast food? Is that what this is about?
Yeah, but with me being 27, that just seemed like a ridiculous turn I have to come up with. But maybe they're just trying to make you, like you said, maybe it's to make you feel
better. They're trying to justify the fact of, like, what we're eating, what half of it's not healthy anyways. That's just
exactly,
hard. They just smoked something good that day and said, let's make this sound better. Like, what?
That was exactly what I was going to say. I was like, yeah, like, if you can feel better about eating shit, just
be real with yourself. Be real with yourself.
That is so crazy.
So
some ways, the most fast casual, if you think about it. I'm not even going to lie. Ever since I heard that Jared, like, I hadn't been eating Subway for a minute after I read what they do to their bread. I haven't been able to go there after that. But yeah, I just something just don't go right with me. I mean, your fruit is fresh every day, and I go to some of these places and see flies around there. That mess ain't fresh every day. that's
like
scares the crap
up.
Out of me. Like I can't go to Subway anymore after I saw that. Like, I was like, no. And then this Jared thing happened. Like, that's one of them fast casual restaurants I can't do. Fast casual. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Jared,
did you see that about they were saying that some of the higher ups in Subway, they knew about that, but they kind of wanted to hide that because Jared was a big selling point for them. Like, nobody was eating Subway until they saw Jared come with the, you know, with the size 75 pants and held them up in front of them. Like, they. They went. Nobody was buying Subway like that, so he was a big selling point. But now they're like, you know, now that it's out in the open, we gotta act like we don't know you, bruh.
Right now, you watch the commercials, and now it's like they got the black guy making the sandwiches. A commercial, like, yeah, here's your first sandwich. Like,
but
it's not gonna make me go to Subway.
But, yeah,
get
exactly.
the fuck
that's,
out of here.
That's creepy though, because I would hate to be endorsed by Subway, because then everybody's gonna think that if you got an endorsement by Subway, that if you're a grown man, you like to have sex with little people, with little girls and stuff. So
let's keep it real. Can we keep it 10,000 here in this show? Like, everybody, like, can we stop pretending that Subway? Like, oh my God, the Subway diet. Do we ever think, let's do the math here. If you eat low portions of food, lower amount portions of food, and it has less fat or whatever, it has some fiber in it, all this good stuff, and you're walking to Subway every day, aren't you going to lose weight if you do that to another restaurant that has just as healthy food?
You can do the McDonald's diet like that and walk to McDonald's and get you
a
Big Mac in it. As long as you get your
McDouble.
Subway to McDonald's.
McDouble. Well, I can't. McHale, man. I stay far. Like, I'm telling y'all, people know my story. I hate going to McDonald's so much that I was cringing. Like, my mom would tell you, we were like, it was literally after we were helping you move, Chase, ironically. That day we helped you move, on our way back, we used to have to McDonald's. I mean, we tried to get some water, but we weren't trying to go in the store. We just tried to get some ice water. Like, I literally cringed on the fact that, oh, my God, I got to go to McDonald's to go get some freaking ice water.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't. McDonald's makes me sick.
There's only one essential that you eat from McDonald's, and that's
Hi-C
orange. You get you a dollar Hi-C orange, you good to go.
It's just the fact I get McDonald's any kind of money, man. I just can't do it, man. I know what they do.
But
they took a hit.
Now, granted, some people will probably think it sounded insignificant, but I think like, this is the last quarter, or I can't remember, because this was a while. This was maybe a few months ago when I saw it, but they had took, like, a 3% or 4% hit to their profits, and they were kind of freaking out, trying to figure out, well, we need to do something so we can stop taking these constant hits. And you might think, it sounds kind of small to us, like, oh, you know, 3% to 4%. But then you think about how much money McDonald's brings in, you're like, that is a big ass hit, you know. So
And I'm going to tell you something as far as this is a word that all three of us use, because I pay attention to our status and stuff and hear you talk. This is a word we use. And thank you, Oxford, for making it possible. Now I can say, hey, man, you can hate on it all you want. It's in the dictionary. Bruh.
That's probably my favorite one of the guys.
You're joking. You're joking.
Bruh. A male friend is a U.S. informal noun known as a male friend, often used as a form of address.
But see, but I don't just use this for male friends, though. I say that.
Yeah, I don't either, but
I was clearly about to say, if a girl calls you bruh, that's friend zone. That's what they should have put, bruh, friend zone.
I used to consider a friend. Like, I wouldn't call my wife bruh, but I call everybody else bruh.
Yep.
Yeah, and that leads to, if a girl calls me bruh, I'm going to be butt hurt. Yes, butt hurt is now in dictionary. And no, it's not. No, never mind. If I tell that joke, I know how people get sensitive about that. Butt hurt is an adjective. It's a U.S. informal adjective, which is overly or unjustifiably offended or resentful. Butt hurt. It's now in the dictionary, people.
And that's one where, as ridiculous as it sounds, like, it's actually been like a word in a lot of, like, for a while. Like, people have been saying it on the news. Like, yeah, so I'm not all that surprised that butt hurt made it into the dictionary.
But I tell you what, I'm not against brain fart. Yes, mm-hmm. It is. Hey. The dictionary.
Yeah. I told you. At work, I type that into the IM to my boss.
I type that in my email. So I surely need them to put that in there. I'm like, hey, it's a dictionary. Which goes to another word, and this is what I like to do with people with information, especially when bosses send me emails. I like them to be glanceable, which is denoting or relating to information, especially as displayed on an electronic screen that can be read or understood very quickly and easily.
But isn't that, what concise means? Like, they just decided to take another word? I guess
it's more for bloggers, because, you know, it's like electronic mm-hmm. screens. You can think of that. Like,
but that sounds more hip, you know, like, because if somebody hears you say concise, I think you're trying to sound smart, but if you say glanceable, you're like, yeah, that's kind of glanceable.
I'm a blogger.
Terry, you said this on the show a lot. I kid you not. Terry used this word on the show a lot, y'all. Mm-kay. Mm-kay. Mm-kay.
I do in a certain stuff. That's a certain attitude, though. When you say something, just be like, okay. Okay.
Yes.
But they don't put that in the dictionary.
Yeah.
That's retarded.
Yeah, that kind of takes the sting off it a little bit. Yeah. Like,
like, oh,
but
okay.
Now I don't want to say it no more.
Oxford word. The Oxford word. Oh, my. Yes, it is a non-standard spelling of okay, representing an informal pronunciation typically used at the end of a statement to invite agreement, approval, or confirmation.
I've never really heard it, like, used for agreement or confirmation. Derogatory confirmation.
So or you use that when a person's text message or their Facebook inbox is not glanceable. That's usually when you use okay.
Glanceable.
Oh yeah. I'm using that. Yeah, I'm using that word for real. I'm gonna be extra. You know what?
I'm glad you slid it in like that, though. You just straight slid it in, though.
Using these words at work, y'all. I'm guilty of this, because ever since I found these in the dictionary, I've been at the real challenge at work. Like, I was like using this word today at work. Like, man, this is going to be my last day to keep saying that. These two words have been added. I got three words left, and these two words go hand in hand. There's awesome sauce. Awesome Sauce is, it kind of speaks to itself, but it's adjective, which it means extremely good or excellent. And there's this antonym that's also been added, which is weak sauce, something that has a poor or disappointing standard or quality. And I told them at work today that I thought somebody's explanation of how to do something was weak sauce. Yes.
Oh.
That was pretty messed up. Pretty messed up. Okay. That leads to my last word. There's a lot of, well, okay, it's two, because that's one that's another I wanted to go with. Hangry. I'm hangry. And I kid y'all not, I heard a doctor, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, on CNN say this on a segment on the radio today. That man said hangry. I said, wait. Did you just say hangry? Hangry, which is an adjective, in the form of adjective, that means that you're bad-tempered or irritable as a result of being
hungry.
Yes, I know, but why are we for real, though, we got...
Why are we putting it in...
Word.
Yeah, I agree, because I saw that on an Instagram post, but I think that's dumb. But at the same time, you don't say that. Like, what girl says that? Because I'm a whole different person when I'm hungry, but I'm not going to be like, I'm hangry.
Well,
that sounds dramatic.
The homie saying that, but I don't need Dr. Sanjay Gupta saying that and explaining... he was explaining about how to, how to eat certain stuff, that people do certain things, thinking that if I eat this way, then not realizing that, wait a minute, you should, stop themselves from being hangry. And I was like, I did not just hear this man say hangry. I lost it. And then there's the last one, mix, which is MX. This is now a new title, like Miss, Mister, that. I mean, really, guys, can we just stop it? MX is a noun. It's a title used for a person's surname or full name by those who wish to avoid specifying their gender, or by those who prefer not to identify themselves as male or female. Now, I mean, are we really just going that far to where, I'm going to not even use, like, Mr. and Miss, whatever, let's not use that anymore either. Like, can we just stop, guys? Goodness, man, this is craziness. Like the dictionary, it's not, I mean, and I started peeping this, I started doing this segment for the past 2 years now. And it's like every year the Oxford Dictionary has a freaking agenda now. This is ridiculous. Goodness, God, come on. I'm not even going to read the rest of them. Because a lot of these other ones are pointing like man spreading. I feel some type of way about man spreading because, come on, man. I'm like, I don't like that phrase because by definition, I'm doing that right now. I don't like that phrase. So I need y'all to change that. Take it out the dictionary, man spreading. Shout out to Chick-fil-A for being fast casual. I appreciate you, Chick-fil-A, for being on point with that fast casual food today. Thank you. that being said, we rolling out here in a bit. I do want to, again, remind everyone that just 10 years later, man, Hurricane Katrina is still going to be something that I'm going to always remember. Every year I'm going to do this because it's something that's big to me. And I feel that a lot of people don't get the respect from that, and people try to sweep under the rug about how disrespectful we were to people from New Orleans. It was ridiculous how we treat them like they were third class citizens, and it was horrendous how we treated people. So, like that, everyone was gonna say never forget 911. Can we never? We're never gonna forget Hurricane Katrina, because we remember how you did people, and especially people of color. It was ridiculous, especially when people of color were part of the problem. That pissed me off. That used to piss me. People of color not helping out their own people, like, that is bullshit. So that is it for today's show. Chase, I appreciate you for calling in, my brother.
No problem.
Taryn.
Yeah.
You're always awesome. I'm an awesome co-host. Everyone listening, I appreciate you as well. You miss any of the shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/CeddyJ, CEDDY, letter J. We do have a show coming on Wednesday. Stay tuned on my timeline, what it would be about, who it would be about. And, yeah, shout out to Taryn was twerking to the bounce music we were playing earlier. Like, I didn't know. I know.
I was controlling it.
Yeah, we know. We know these things. So, that being said, everyone, we rolling on out, reminding everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a T or a U, there is a way. Y'all tune to the episode of Life As It Does Live. Your boy, Teddy J.
Your girl, Cam Brown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, reminding y'all, man, this is the new time. Again, reminder for all the new people that, you know, like, what, y'all on early now? Yes. 8 p.m. Eastern every Monday and Wednesday. We're on this time now. So, there you go. Get us early, and now, you get to get some rest after the show. Isn't that awesome? We're looking out for you. Bam.
That's
and you nice. Still get to go watch the shows, man. So, we out. Peace.
Peace.